Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues the industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm here with Brenda Ramaya from IBM. And today is a very exciting day. It's the E5 launch. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what it's like for a Blade Center marketing manager on the day of a launch?
Well, it's definitely very exciting. We've been working very hard for the past 18 months, and specifically for the past 2 or 3 months, to get our messaging and our solutions and our platform out into the market. So it's really wonderful to see all of our hard work pay off. I was just at my desk a few hours ago and was just clicking the refresh button to see the new products launch, and it was very nice to see all of our hard work come to fruition.
So the HS23 series of Blade Center products just got launched. Obviously, new features for your customers. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the new features and why you think the customers are going to like them?
Sure. So we're focused here on flexibility, scalability, simple management, and solutions that we can provide to our customers. A couple of key features that our HS23 platform that we launched today features are, you know, the integrated 10 gig virtual fabric for high-speed networking. We've got the latest compute power, networking, and storage technology coupled with the Intel processors that just came out. We've got our IBM Fast Setup tool for day zero deployments. We've got networking flexibility, as I mentioned before, with up to 18 networking ports of Ethernet, FCOE, and iSCSI. And then we also have investment protection and support for our existing chassis infrastructure that we deployed.
That's fantastic. So the virtual fabric, integrated virtual fabric, can you tell me a little bit about the benefits of why that's important and why customers would be looking for this particular feature?
Sure. So one of the big things in our launch is the integrated virtual fabric that's included on our main board. This gives our customers 2 high-speed 10 gigabit Ethernet ports standard, and they can also add on an additional 2 ports of 10 gig Ethernet through a special adapter that we're going to be offering. So the benefits of this is, one, it provides lower networking costs compared to our previous platforms of having to purchase more expensive adapters and components. And also it offers investment protection for our clients. So they can decide right now if they want to use the integrated virtual fabric or later as their data center and business grows, they have the option to upgrade without having to rip and replace hardware.
Do you have any concepts of, with customers utilizing these capabilities, what types of advantages they've seen in terms of time to deployment or bringing new capabilities online?
I think our customers definitely, are transitioning to 10 gig. We've seen that transition happen very rapidly over the past couple of years. So we anticipate that a lot of our customers who are focused on virtualization and cloud computing, the HS23 is a great platform for them to go ahead and transition onto.
And when you look at FastStep working with Virtual Fabric, can you talk a little bit about how those two work hand in hand?
Sure. So you're talking specifically about Fast Setup, correct?
Fast Setup, excuse me. Yes, I got that wrong.
So we have a new exclusive to Blade Center step-by-step tool, which is IBM's Fast Setup, that also announces today and allows clients to automate and update, speed up the deployment process. It consolidates all the different tools into a single pane of glass. So for a specific example I can provide, we had a customer, in our briefing center just a few days ago that, was looking at Blade Center solutions, and the time that it took them to set up one chassis, for example, is reduced from a day to 6 minutes now. And some of those features with Fast Setup include templates to enable automatic action and low touch and, a set once and walk away capability. So there's no new management the server requires, and it includes new and existing blades, and it's a no-charge download. So something that's very easy for our customers to be able to upgrade to without changing hardware or having multiple tools. And it's the same thing with our integrated virtual fabric. There's no rip and replace required. If they want to upgrade, they can do that easily through a features demand key that we provide.
So looking backwards, I'm looking at, the first time I saw an IBM Blade, and you guys obviously have had a leadership position in this segment for quite a long time. And I hate to date myself, but aren't we pushing up against a decade of Blade Center products in the marketplace?
That's correct. So we've had 10 years of leadership with Blade. We're going to hit our 10 years later this year, and we're still going strong. According to a TBR customer satisfaction study that just came out last year, we have been number one in client satisfaction for 10 years in a row. So this also signifies our years of innovation of IBM too, because 10 years ago we designed our Blade Center product from the ground up. Our blades were designed for workloads, our chassis were designed for environments, and we're continuing that tradition and also continuing to innovate. So, you know, we're thrilled to be able to take that tradition and cap it off with this new launch with a focus on HS23 and virtual fabric.
Now, looking forward, obviously data centers are changing, and the advent of the cloud is changing the fundamental requirements for platforms. You know, one could argue that blades have a great value proposition for cloud, but what do you see as the opportunity for cloud computing with your Blade Center products?
So we have a very rich and deep heritage, as you touched on earlier, that we want to show our customers. So a lot of our competitors are requiring our customers to solve their data center problems by purchasing new products and solutions, which require a significant amount of investment. And we're not trying to be like everybody else. What sets us apart with Blade Center is we are protecting our customer investments by giving them the data center that they want, starting with the ones they own. And specifically, one of the key features and areas that we're focusing on is cloud. So with our Blade Center Foundation for Cloud, we're providing a building block, pre-configured, pre-integrated solution with converged networking that we're offering to our clients. And this allows for easy scalability from a virtualization platform to a private cloud, such as IBM Smart Cloud Entry. So we're selling integrated models starting today, available on IBM.com and through our business partners.
When you look at cloud computing and you look at the different requirements for cloud, is there something unique to a blade form factor that would be specifically suitable for cloud computing environments and the density that they're seeking?
Well, I definitely think that we do have that. Our clients who we've seen based on the feedback that we've gotten have challenges with complexity in deploying virtualization. They've got increased expenses, and they also have, you know, ripping and replacing that they're doing as they grow their data center, so they're having to purchase new products and new solutions. So what we're offering with our Foundation for Cloud strategy, as I touched on through our virtual fabric, is an upgrade capability through our demand features through software. So there's no rip and replace that's required. They're also looking for an integrated solution, which we're going to be able to offer as well. And finally, you know, backwards compatibility, in terms of density, our HS23 platform is backwards compatible with our BCE chassis, which is the most dense chassis that we have in the industry.
When you look at the initial customer response to the HS23 series, what has the response been? Do you have any examples of customers that have found some exciting value from this product?
Yes, absolutely. So we have been deploying a few pre-test or pre-production systems out to our customers to get feedback early on and see what their response has been. We have had an overwhelming response. We actually had to build more systems for our customers because the demand was so high. Specifically, we have one customer that's Byte Mobile. They are an OEM customer that we have out in California, and they work on mobile applications and reducing the time to start up. So, you know, if we have somebody that's out and, you know, on their phone and they're trying to download a YouTube video, et cetera, Byte Mobile works to reduce that time that they have to wait to get the video uploaded. They have found a lot of value in Blades. They currently are deploying HS22 and 22V, which is our current platform that we have out in the market, and they have been very interested in the HS23. They are exclusively using IBM Blades for their solution, and they've been so pleased with the performance of the HS23 thus far and also their existing Blade portfolio that they have been willing to do a case study for us, and we also have a video that we're going to be providing today on launch of the CEO and their company talking about the value of Blades.
When you look at IBM's vision for cloud computing, when you guys look at that, are you looking more at the enterprise build out of cloud, or are you looking at working with public service providers, or both?
I think we're definitely looking for both. You know, we're trying to offer solutions for a variety of different customers to meet a variety of different needs. And this is why the HS23 platform is going to work so well, because it does a variety of workloads really well, and it's a workhorse system. Mm-hmm. It's particularly good at enterprise applications and, you know, all general types of virtualization and cloud computing. And mm-hmm. It's a cross-industry system that's good in all sectors, and it's been very popular in our financial and industrial sectors, and it's a good system for all kinds of customers.
Can you talk a little bit about what it's like to get a platform like this ready for market, and what is the collaboration between the IBM team and the Intel team in terms of prioritizing features, working with the microprocessor architecture and the system architecture together to create the most compelling product for the market?
Well, we've had to work very closely with Intel even when we started designing our HS23 platform that came out. So we've been working with them, you know, for the past 2 years. If you think about it, to develop the HS23, you know, the processors and compute power is obviously very important to us because part of our performance optimization that we're focusing on with the HS23 is as a result of Intel's processors. We've worked very closely with them to look at the SKUs that they're going to be offering, determine if they can work in with our systems, talking to them about other solutions that they may be able to offer. You know, specifically, you know, we've worked with them for quite a while in terms of, you know, providing us the specs for the CPUs, you know, and also providing value proposition for one set of SKUs versus another set of SKUs. And then also, as we're getting closer to launch, we want to take Intel's messaging and incorporate it with ours and also provide some value to Intel as well for their launch activities.
And when you look at the microprocessor features of the E5 series, are there any particular capabilities that lended themselves to the key capabilities that you're delivering with BladeCenter HS23?
I think the simple thing is that there's performance optimization with the CPUs. I know that Intel has provided some numbers saying you have up to 80% better performance versus the previous platform, and that's something that we've definitely been playing up for this launch for our high volume and BladeCenter products.
When you look at this from an energy efficiency standpoint, And I think that, you know, you've been speaking about energy efficiency in the past. What is it that you look at this BladeCenter product as doing in terms of delivering a more mindful carbon footprint to the data center? And, you know, do you see a value with the BladeCenter products there?
Absolutely. You know, we've been working with Intel as well for the low power SKUs that they're offering. We have a lot of customers that are interested in that. Also, we've got our original BladeCenter E chassis that the HS23 can work with, and you can install all the blades that can fit into a BladeCenter E chassis in. I think also our BladeCenter E chassis is very energy efficient, and that's what we've been focusing on and playing on, and we're proud to have HS23 as a part of that.
If you look at things like enterprise manageability of solutions with data centers growing larger and larger, and then the second part was security capabilities that, you know, I've in the news, you know, every day that security is becoming more and more of a topic as data centers become more a part of our lives. What are those things? What are those things in terms of the ability for your BladeCenter products to address these for customers?
Okay, so 2 points that you had discussed, you know, the first in terms of management, you know, we've had a lot of updates to the management that includes our IMM. We're on our second version of that. There's also been updates to UEFI so that our clients have more features and they have the initialization, and boot time is much faster than previous generations. Also, I've touched on the exclusive step-by-step tool, the fast setup, which allows our customers to automate and speed up the deployment process of our blades. In terms of security, you know, we're continuing with our secure features and, you know, RAS capability that we've offered with prior BladeCenter products.
Fantastic. Well, Brenda, we're going to go to a break now, and then we'll come back and recap some of the key points and see if there's any audience questions for you. But before we go, please think about this. When you look at these capabilities and these solutions, what is the most exciting thing out of all of the things that you've talked about that customers should be really paying attention to with the HS23? And I'll have you answer that after the break. Welcome back to Chip Chat. This is Allison Klein, and we're here with Brenda Ramaya from IBM. She's on the BladeCenter team at IBM, and we have been chatting about the launch of the HS23. Prior to break, I asked Brenda the question of what is the top feature that customers should be excited about of all the features that we've discussed on the Chip Chat. Brenda, what is your answer on that?
So the HS23 allows our customers to do more right now, right away, than they ever could before through simplicity, scalability, performance optimization, and then also offering investment protection. Of all the features I discussed, say our integrated 10 gig virtual fabric allows our customers to do all of these things. You know, they have reduced costs through with the integrated virtual fabric compared to prior generations. It's simple. There's a simple upgrade solution. No rip and replace required. We, we have open connectivity for our customers. You know, they can use FCOE or fiber channel, whatever solution they want without having to purchase additional costly components. Then the third, you know, has is incorporated into our ready-to-order solutions such as Blade Center Foundation for Cloud. The integrated virtual fabric allows our customers to upgrade and also enhances our Blade Center Foundation for Cloud offering. And then finally, what I mentioned before, you know, is our rich history, and you touched on this as well, 10 years of Blade Center products. And that integrated virtual fabric, as a result of that, offers our customers investment protection. So as their business grows, they can scale up with our integrated virtual fabric. And all of this can be done to support and grow their existing investment in the data center they own so they can do more.
Can you tell us a little bit about the I'm not quite sure what you called it, the ready-to-deploy solutions and why you're bringing those to market?
Yeah, sure. So solutions is something that we're very much focused on for this launch because our customers are looking for easy solutions to be for their data center problems. And one of those that we had discussed was the Blade Center Foundation for Cloud for our customers who are looking to deploy complete virtualization platforms, and they want to acquire it with a single part number and a building block approach. So we're offering that with our Foundation for Cloud with the pre-configured systems for reducing complexity and risk, and it's scalable for a virtualization platform today for a cloud tomorrow. So that's one of the features that we're offering with our solutions.
Miranda, one of the questions that we got from our listeners was, where can I find out more information about the HS23 or find out about evaluating a platform?
Sure. So HS23 should be live. I just checked this link and site a few minutes ago. So if you can just do a Google for HS23 or you can go to IBM.com and do a search on HS23, you'll find our landing page. And on there it provides more information on the HS23. We have a video and a virtual tour as well as a data sheet for those customers and clients who are looking for more specs and specific technical information.
Well, Brenda, thank you so much for being on Chip Chat. I know that your time is incredibly busy with the launch of the new platform. We love the fact that you made time for us today and love the collaboration with IBM in delivering a really world-class product to the marketplace. Good luck with the launch.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's wonderful to see all our hard work come to fruition, and I appreciate your time.